introduced by EXO team, and 2 days later, war started. I was like, I need to leave again. I need to find a place to leave again.
I'm probably one of the most disliked people in this industry.
Me too, I'm right
so
there
like,
with you.
No, 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 but like, no, so many people that love me. But then there's so many people that don't like me because of something they've heard about me.
Some people just call me for fun, like drama starter. Because I like drama in social media, but like, I hate drama in real life.
Yeah.
So real, yeah.
But I want it to be real, so I'll just believe anything I see on the internet. It's
really that's fun. Not a good thing.
Let's go to Paris all together.
Yo, yo, now this trip will make it out of the group chat.
Okay, yeah, for real.
We're rolling,
hello, everyone.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys. Thanks for tuning in today. Can we get quiet on set? You fridge fiend over here.
Are you sitting on a pillow right now?
Oh, yeah.
He needed a booster since he's so short.
All right. That's crazy.
Gavin's short.
I'm not even that short, bro. I'm taller than you.
He's taller. Gavin is not short, bro.
What? Bro, yeah. I'm like 6 foot on a good day.
You're like 5'3 on the best day.
Okay. That's
no, on
wild.
My best day, I would say. You know, this episode isn't about height. This episode is about another person. We have a very special guest today. Who would like to do the introduction?
Welcome, Nevada. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Nevada, okay. Come on in. Come on in. Hello, hello.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Oh, so many cameras.
I know, right? Yeah. So this one is, if you want to talk.
This is the main one. Okay.
Your main camera. So yeah, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank
we
you so much
it.
For inviting me.
Of course. How's life been? What you been up to? Just working?
Oh my god, yeah, working. First of all, I want to say I'm so sorry for my English. And
that's
great.
It's
all good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
I'm trying my best, but yeah.
All good.
It's amazing. So I want to get in a little bit of like, I've seen you all over my For You page the past year. You're all over TikTok. You're all over Instagram. All over YouTube Shorts. I've seen you everywhere. Literally everywhere. I can't get you off my screen. So I was like, we need to get her on the podcast immediately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for coming out. I mean,
of course.
Kind of tell me how you got into social media.
Oh my God, social media. I feel like my family's kind of like, strict, and my dad would not allow me to do anything but like school. Like literally all my life till 16, it was school, home, school, home, school, home. Wow. Nothing, no friends, no hobbies, nothing. And I was like, I want to do something, like at least something. And it was like quarantine time, and I feel like a lot of people start from here. And I was like, how can I do something inside of my room? And I find out about TikTok. And I started like do dances in my room. I made my own like special place, like cool background and everything like that. And I was always so inspired by American influencers because I'm from Ukraine. And I felt like a lot of Slavic influencers, they were studying with like POVs and Russian music. And I was like, wait, I love this hype house type of vibe. Like, I want to do something similar because America is always was like my dream place to live. So I tried to be like one of American girls with no knowledge how to speak English, but it's fine.
How long ago did you start? Like learning how to speak English, or
once I got here, like a year and a half ago. So.
A year and a half ago.
A year and a half.
Your English is really good.
It's amazing. I would have said at least like 3 years.
Thank you.
That's amazing. What was it like? What was it like growing up in Ukraine?
It was. I don't know how to explain it. I love my whole town so much, and I wish one day I can go back and visit my mom, my friends. But it's absolutely different world. Like, America is like the best you can get, I feel like. And lots of Slavic countries, it's, I don't want to say it's worse than this, but like.
Different?
It's different.
Different.
It's like so different.
Different cultures, yeah?
Absolutely different cultures, different people. But I love people in my hometown a little bit better.
Yeah.
Really?
A little bit.
So how old were you when you moved out here?
I was 18.
18?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how old are you now?
I'm 20. Okay. I turned 20 recently.
When's your birthday?
23rd of June. I'm a Cancer. What about you guys? I feel like so much pressure. That's the only question for me.
I'm an Aries. I'm March 26th.
I'm a Pisces.
I'm a Capricorn, January 16th.
March 7th.
Do you believe in like the whole like no. like yeah, Aries?
Either.
Oh, like
I don't know.
Like it's so funny because I've known some people in the past that have been like, they blame like things on like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry for doing this. I'm a whatever. I'm a it's Pisces.
Like,
sorry.
No, you're just like, oh, you did that because that's what you wanted to do, and you're yeah. either a bad
like
or good
they make
person.
That their personality. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so annoying.
Sometimes it's not about that. It's just like you meeting bad people. It's not because you're like Leo yeah. or something.
100%. So when did you start like first seeing success in social media? Like what was your first million views?
Media?
Do you remember?
Million views. Oh, yeah, I do remember. In my hometown, Odessa, we have like American cafe. Well, it looks exactly like, you know, this 50s style American cafes, uh-huh. like retro
yeah.
cafe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I went there to make it look like I'm in America. And I filmed a dance there, and I was like, made caption in English for the first time, because usually something in Russian or Ukrainian. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I got first million views. I was like, I need to be there. Mm-hmm. I need to go there. Like, one day, please.
So did you always know that like that was something you wanted to do? Like creation of content?
I really wanted to, but I always felt like it would be really hard for me because my parents would never let me. Mm-hmm. So I escaped.
Yeah.
So you're from Ukraine. When did you leave? Did you go anywhere in between, or did you come straight to America?
Oh, yeah. I escaped from Ukraine to Russia.
Mm-hmm. How old were you then?
I was 17 or almost 17.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the worst and funniest part ever, I escaped from Ukraine to Russia. I got there. I got introduced by EXO team. Mm-hmm. And 2 days later, war started. I was like, I need to leave again. I need to find a place to leave again. And it was really hard because I had a boyfriend there. I got
in Russia?
TikTok house. Yeah, I had a lot of people like support and everything there. But I knew for myself, I don't want to be there when mm-hmm. it's literally war was yeah. my home. I moved from Russia to Spain. I was like traveling in Europe and mm-hmm. waiting for my documentation mm-hmm. and Malta, like random countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. What would you say your favorite place like you've visited so far or lived?
Favorite place? I would say maybe Paris.
Paris is so fun.
Yes.
I'm jealous. Oh, really?
Have you been to Paris?
No, but I want to go.
I went to Paris. Yeah. Like,
I've never been.
I went to
Paris. You should.
Two?
Yeah, like 2.5 years
oh
ago.
My God.
It was the best. I've only been once, but it was the best trip I've ever been on. It was so much fun.
Let's go to Paris all together.
Yo, I'm down.
You're
down, I'm down.
Yo, this
I'll
trip,
go
this,
to Paris.
I'm there.
This trip will make it out of the group chat.
For real.
I've been dying to go to Paris, like, for so long. The Eiffel Tower, when it, like, sparkles at night. Oh, it's so beautiful.
I've never been to Paris. I've never been out of the country, actually.
Really?
Really?
I've never been out of the country.
Really?
So interesting.
Yeah. So do you like traveling a lot?
Yeah, I do. I love traveling.
That's so awesome. Where's your favorite place you've been? Paris, you said?
Malta.
Where's that?
Malta is like really small island, but it's so fun when you like in the right friend group to go with.
Yeah.
Like no one would want to go by themselves there, but like it's just so fun. It's mostly like party and like... I don't know, just really small island with cool people.
That's so cool. I love that.
I've never understood like solo traveling, like people traveling across the world.
I don't know.
By
I could never.
I could never.
I get
that.
Lost.
I feel like I'd just be bored with myself. I mean, I can entertain myself to an extent because I'm an only child, but I feel like I'd be so bored.
I just love my friends. Like I feel like having friends makes the experience
for real.
So much better.
Yeah. Do you have any siblings?
No.
Only child?
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I have two older brothers, and I'm the youngest. So,
do you have siblings, Brayden?
I have an older sister. I'm the baby.
Okay,
I see.
Yeah, no siblings for me.
No siblings.
The only child, girls.
Wow, how's that?
So great. Actually,
I feel like if you had siblings, though, like, it probably wouldn't. I don't know how that would mix well, because you're a very interesting character. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
I feel I've always wanted siblings because I get bored. And I mean, people are like, well, all you do is fight with your sibling. I'd rather fight with someone than be bored. Like, I sit in my room.
At least it keeps you entertained.
Right, right. Yeah. I watch TikTok, clean my room 17 times a day. But other than that, I don't have very many friends either where I'm from because I live in Ohio.
So you came to America. And then social media had already taken off for you at this point, in a way, sort of?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, so you've been here for a year and a half, you said, or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Year and a half.
What's that been like? What's your favorite places to go to? Like, what do you do in your free time?
I rather have no free time, to be honest, because I feel like once I moved to America, I just wanted to, like, work 24/7 and, like, do as much as I can and meet new people and like just do stuff. But that's my first impression about LA was so like.
Was it what you thought it was gonna be?
No.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It never is.
No, absolutely
isn't.
Not.
It never is.
Like absolutely, I had like mixed feelings. I was like, should I? Like, do I really want to see you?
Yeah.
I don't know, and. Like, I feel like it's more about the people I first met here. Mm-hmm. And I moved by myself, was thinking, oh, LA, like, people going to be, like, everyone going to be so friendly. They're
oh,
gonna
that's not,
help
definitely
you.
Not the case.
They'll be, like helping you and, like, be really
I wish
nice.
It was like that.
For real,
yes.
Bro.
I wish. And I was like, LA changed me a lot. Like, a lot, because before that, I was thinking that people should be kind, help each other, really nice to each other, and LA showed me that it's not like I was expecting.
Yeah.
In your show, from where you're from, are people like that there? Like, are they helpful?
No, I feel like in Ukraine... Like,
would you say people are nicer there or nicer here?
There.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting because when I went to Paris, I feel like I don't know. Would you say the people were nicer or meaner in Paris than here? I don't know.
Probably about the same.
Really? I feel like people were a little bit more mean there.
No, dude. When I went to Thailand,
yeah,
that's true. But when I went to Thailand, bro, everyone was so nice. Like they were complete strangers and they're treating me like family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just like an America thing. Like,
You have very interesting fashion.
Yeah, can we talk about the boots?
I love
the shoes.
Show off the boots real quick. What are those?
This is Balenciaga.
Okay.
I just bought it like recently, but they're so dirty after yesterday's shoot. I'm so sorry. They're supposed to be white, not gray.
Oh, I mean they still
look. I like them that color. I think they look cool that color.
Yeah.
Has being in LA changed your fashion, or were you dressing like this back home too?
Yeah, I feel like I was always choosing my own style from like Pinterest or like shows and everything. Mm-hmm.
You got a friend right there. We call him the Pinterest
good.
Guy.
We need to film together.
Yeah,
something.
I'm down and down.
He we always call him. He's like picture perfect. He always shows up.
I get
up.
My outfits from Pinterest. Literally.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Me too. Oh my
god. Like I'll go shopping and I'll be like, I need an outfit, and then I'll literally like.
No, for real.
That's literally
that's
how
so
it goes.
Me.
Yeah, my shopping process is completely different. I walk in the store and I say, I like
bro, this
that.
This guy's
I like
crazy.
That.
Really?
He throws it all on the counter and then it's all on the counter and then he's like. I'll take everything.
Yeah.
I feel like my shopping process is going to the store, being like, huh, that's cute. That's
and
cute.
Leave?
Yeah. And then I buy what I think is cute that day. It depends,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I see all over Instagram, like, you have, like, such unique fashion. And I like fashion is, like, for myself, and I always like seeing it on other people.
I saw
like,
you start filming, like, fashion content or, like, Get Ready With Me content.
Yeah.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, man. Maybe I should do some more of those.
Yeah.
Dude, you should.
I kind of tried it out. You know, I tested the waters. I was like, you know, let's see what this is like.
Yeah,
like the Get Ready With
cool.
Me.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I've got a very, would you say I have a basic fashion style?
No.
I think
no,
I have.
Right now, you know, I'm just keeping it cool. Like,
casual.
I didn't want to go too crazy. You know, I want to keep it casual, obviously, for the setting.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got some.
He's got some heat. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I don't think your style is basic.
It's
I think mine
not.
Definitely is.
No, yeah, yours definitely is. Yeah.
Would you say mine's basic?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, sometimes you show up to my house and I'm like, damn, you going to the Met Gala? Like, I mean, sometimes you pull up in like some like something like that, like fur boots. Yeah. Would you ever wear something like that?
Dude, of course.
I love that style. Yeah. Of like, remember the, you know what it reminds me of? You remember like the big red boots?
I wanted those so bad. Dude,
They came out with the yellow Crocs, bro.
Yeah, I bought those and I was like, oh, this is so sick. Because Astro Boy is like my favorite movie of all time. I don't know if anyone knows that movie. But I literally got it tattooed on me and I was like, that's so sick.
I wanted those shoes so bad.
Thank you. I want to talk about tattoos real quick. Because I see you have a bunch of tattoos. And I'm a big tattoo guy, so break it down. What was your first tattoo?
My first tattoo, what was the age you got your first tattoo?
I was 15.
I was 14.
14? Oh, wow. Oh, she's got me beat. Never had someone be younger than me. That's crazy. So what was your first one?
I did a tattoo on my fingers just because the reason why I got a tattoo, I wanted my dad to kick me out from the house so I can leave by myself. It was crazy. That's
one. Yeah.
Like literally craziest idea in my life. It was like, he hates tattoo. Let me try it. So I did a tattoo. It wasn't Russian. And I...
So did it work? So did it keep?
No.
Okay.
No. He made me go and... How is it called when you remove
get it?
Removed. I was like, wow, beautiful. But wow. You can still kind of see it. It's Russian. It was don't trust anyone or something like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, stupidest idea. Mm-hmm. But I got a lot in like different places.
Those are cool.
Yeah. See, I like that style. Yeah. I like that style.
That's
like,
cool.
Little dainty small ones.
No, yeah. I like the ones when they're like kind of like placed randomly across your like arms and stuff. I like that.
I have good. One drama starter right here.
That's fire.
I got this one in America when I was in kind of like weird situation. Mm-hmm. 2 years, year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, some people is calling me for fun, like drama starter. Because I like drama in social media, but like, drama in real life.
Yeah.
So real.
And
yeah.
Like, I don't know. It just seems fun and people like it.
Yeah. I mean, I love some
you
good
like
drama.
It. I know you like it.
I'm an entertainer and like, I like to be entertained as well. So like when I see internet drama and like, when I cause something or whatever, I'm like, yeah. I kind of sit there.
It's so funny because people will start internet drama and like, being in the industry.
She knows a lot about that. She starts a lot of internet drama.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, you should get drama starter tattooed, like, right here.
That's a matching one.
It's interesting because people will start internet drama, and I'll believe all of it. And I know, like, most of it's probably fake. Yeah. But I'm like, but I want it to be real, so I'll just believe anything I see on the internet. It's
really that's not a good thing. I don't believe, like, anything I see.
I don't because, like, I've been in situations where it's, like, it's not even real, like, at all. But then, like, it translates into your real life. And people are like, yo. And I'm like, bro, like, it's for, like, the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that deep, I swear.
For real, 100%.
So, what was your most painful tattoo?
My most painful? Probably on my back. I have a big tattoo on my back with Chinese words.
So painful. Yo, like, down the spine?
Sick.
Yes.
Ooh. Yo, that's what I want to get on my spine.
Really?
Like, Chinese lettering going down.
I have a photo.
Yo, that's so tough.
My most painful tattoo, I don't know. It has to be either, like, the eye or... on my elbow. This hurts so
Oh my god,
bad
I can't
bone.
Tell. This one was painful.
Oh my goodness.
That one's so good though. Like the three-dimensional like elbow thorn thing is crazy, bro.
Yeah, it is super cool. The problem with me and where it all started, and I think I mentioned this in one of our last episodes, but I get a tattoo and I'm like, I look around it and I see all this empty space and I'm like, I need to cover that up.
I
just like, I keep going. But I remember my first tattoo I got was the rose and I was 15 and my parents were like, no more tattoos.
And that one was like extremely infected, wasn't it? Like for a long time.
No, but I got it done in Costa Rica.
That's probably why.
So I don't know what happened, but like for like the next year, it would randomly get itchy and like get like bumps and everything. Yeah. But I remember I was like, my parents let me get this one. Mm-hmm. And then a situation had happened in my life that was like super sentimental. And I was like, oh, this would be a perfect excuse to like, hey mom, I want another tattoo. So then I got this one. And then it was just like, after that, I was like, well mom, you know, like I want to get a tattoo for you. So then I got her eye tattooed and they were no more. And then my brother got the shoulder tattoo and I was like, well, I want to get a matching one with him too.
That's my brother.
Yeah. And then it grew from there.
I'm not going to lie, bro. You've inspired me to get tattoos. Like I want more.
Really? Really? Would you ever get like a full sleeve? Like, would you cover?
Probably not. I'd probably get them like how she has it on her arm, kind of like sporadic and like, because I don't know. I just like don't like want to sleeve like that.
Guys, I'm gonna get both of my arms tatted, my neck tatted, and then my both my legs.
For real?
No.
Oh.
I was like, wait, maybe not.
No, no. I don't think it would look right on me if I got all that done, but.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
I'm getting a tattoo tomorrow, though.
Really? Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm getting up like here. So.
I'm getting one here.
Really?
So, wow. Oh my God, that's crazy.
Wow, that's, what are you getting?
It's gonna be a, like, just doll right here.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So that's you're a big tattoo person.
Yes, I love tattoos.
So. Like, kind of pivoting back to the whole social media thing. So, you move out here, you start social media. I remember that's when I started, like, seeing
that's
you
when
everywhere.
I saw
like,
you.
A year, oh, year and a half ago.
Good, you're good,
like,
good.
I couldn't get rid of you. I was scrolling on TikTok.
So real.
Every other video was you or you in someone else's video. And I always just found it so interesting because I always get, like, so intrigued when, like, I see new people, like, on the come up and, like, doing super well and becoming super successful. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is such an interesting person. Yeah.
Well,
so I've always just like followed along.
That's so real. I remember when I first started seeing you, I was like, yo, who is this? Because I had like known people prior to that just because like I was like, you know, been in LA, like as we all have. And I was like, yo, who is this? And then like you just kept popping up and I was like, all right, man, like, you know, do your thing, I guess.
What's your opinion? Oh, go ahead.
So you have the tattoo that says drama starter and you said that you've had interesting experiences with interesting people in LA. What are some of the worst experiences you've had?
Oh.
Or some lessons you've learned.
Yeah.
Do we have like time? Okay.
No, you can think. You can think. Take your time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But I just felt like some people are like, no offense to first like friend group I had in LA. I just always felt I'm not in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was kind
of those people aren't your people type of thing.
It just I'm not. I never felt like welcome there. I don't know. Like,
No, that makes sense. Like, that makes sense. That happens all the time.
No, that definitely happens.
I know. Like the first person I met in LA, the girl I still hang out with, and I'm really grateful for her. But she introduced me to people with who I spent like a lot of time in LA when I just moved here. And I always felt like, oh, maybe they don't really like want to hang out with me, or they don't really like see me as a friend only because like my language barrier, or like I'm not good enough, or like my social media not good enough, or like because I didn't know what's a priority for people in LA.
You felt like a last option for someone.
Yeah. Or like, you know, it's like you change a friend group who's already like the people, they've already been friends for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you like,
and then you kind of get in there and kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah. And they have their own like backstories. They have their own jokes and everything. They have their past. And I'm just like,
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Hi, hello. What are you talking about? Are they talking about me? Or are they like, they just don't like me? What am I doing here? Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's how I met like a lot of people who are, don't talk at all right now. So I'm like, Ryan.
Yeah.
Usher.
What happened with that?
Yo.
Just like,
was that just like something that just like.
Like a mutual fell thing.
Through, or?
Ryan blocked me.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
And like, everybody. He blocked everyone.
I'm blocked by Usher for no reason.
Really?
You know what's interesting? I actually found this out. There's so many people. I'm probably one of the most disliked people in this industry.
Me too. I'm right
so
there
like,
with
you. No, but like, no. So it's interesting because like, there's so many people that love me, but then there's so many people that don't like me because of something they've heard about me or something.
And
someone
it's not
else
even
has
true.
Said.
It's
but
never
it's like,
true.
I feel like at first that kind of bothers you, but you kind of grow to learn that like,
who cares?
Outside opinions don't even matter because like, as long as you know who you are and you're true to yourself and. Mm-hmm. When it all comes down to it, you know what you do and what you say. It's like
100%.
People just like to drag things and take it so far. And it's like, what are you doing? But what I was saying is you said that you got blocked. And I was like, I relate to that so much because I've gotten blocked by like so many friends in the past, just randomly, like no explanation. And there's even like corporate companies that like run certain shows in LA and they have me blocked on Instagram. And I'm like, I don't even know you. What did I do to you?
Yeah, I had went on, my friend had sent me a TikTok of like Asher and whatever. There was no reasoning behind it. It was just funny. Clicked on it one day. I was like, oh, this person has me blocked. I thought maybe they got banned on TikTok because it didn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. But this was like 2 years ago, so it's interesting.
Have you experienced this? This is what I've had a lot of experience with, is when one person doesn't like you, they try and make everyone not like you.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, like, why do you care that much? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like,
it's a group thing.
Frustrating. It really honestly is frustrating because it's like, do your own thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, for real.
100%. And I think another thing with social media too, it's like when you start being around certain people and creating like stories and like you gain such an audience and people are like so into your life and like are so heavily attentive to like what you're doing on a daily basis, who you're hanging out with. And like the fans always notice little things too.
Yeah,
they're
like,
oh, is that person? Or why isn't this person hanging out with that person?
Yeah.
It's like, for me, like the biggest thing is like internet relationships. It's the worst thing ever.
Have you ever been in one?
Have you ever experienced like a public relationship on the internet or like kinda something like that?
I had one like public relationship with my ex-boyfriend from EXO team, Russian guy.
Okay. Kenya.
We had like absolutely open public relationship because I never really cared that much about it, and I never tried to keep my life that private because I just don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And I didn't know, like, people still talking about it. After we like broke up 2 years ago.
And they still talk about it?
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, let's move on.
I was like, real. Guys, I don't even like talk to him. Like, we don't see each other a lot. Like, I don't know. And that's weird for me. But I had like weird like
situationship
on the internet recently, I guess.
I get that.
Are you
currently in a relationship right now?
No, I'm single.
No. Okay. Okay. What's it like dating in LA? How's that experience been for you?
I gotta
ask because I ask everyone. Because for me personally, it sucks.
Yeah,
it's hard.
For me
people
too,
use you. People don't care about you. They'll lie straight to your face. There's some evil people in this world. Mm-hmm. And me having such a big heart, it sucks sometimes.
It does.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think I'm like okay for now for a while.
Yeah.
I don't want any relationship, any situationship, anything. I'm like emotionally unavailable.
Emotionally unavailable.
Yeah. For like, yeah.
Yeah, because I've had two public relationships in my past, and it never ended good.
Especially with the internet, bro.
Never.
Especially with the internet, too. And we were talking about this in an episode yesterday. It's like people pick sides. Like the fans, like they'll like, oh, I'm team this and that. And like people will try to accuse you, and like fans will like spread rumors and like make their own story that some way like somehow makes it its way to like TikTok or whatever. And then it's like people start not liking you for no reason, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Also, not even, I would say not even public relationship is the worst. It's the worst when you're dating in a friend group.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
that's the worst.
Wait, why? I'm curious.
Like, imagine you have like big, cool group of people. You're trying to like help each other. Mm-hmm. You grow together. You guys all are the same, like, team, family,
interest,
whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you used to like hang out all together, film all together, and two of people like breaking up, and now like
and
the rest of
it messes
like
up the chemistry.
So, and now it's awkward. We can't like go anywhere. People have to like think about before they say something. Think like who they should invite.
It's just
and,
weird
like,
now.
Yeah. That's so awkward.
I had that problem a lot. Like in friend groups, like I would introduce all my friends to like a certain person I was talking to or in a relationship with at the time. And everyone became like naturally super close and like best friends and everything. And then this was where I really learned like not everybody is your friend, because when I went through it, I would be on bad terms or not on speaking terms with like the significant other. And my friends who like I introduced to her and like would do that, they weren't even my friend after that. They were like, oh, sorry,
they
bro.
They
we're going to rock with her.
It goes back to the picking
sides,
bro. And
it's like, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Weird.
And things just like it really shows who someone really is, I think, in situations like that. But it's also like a learning experience for
it's
you,
It's good,
I'm sure,
to an extent.
It teaches you things.
Character development.
I feel like it's good to an extent when you fake. I mean, at least something showed you that person wasn't 100%. Worth keeping around, so.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, relationships are just they're hard to navigate, especially when it comes to the internet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, we're all so young, so it's like, you don't really, like, there's not really, like, an instruction manual on, like, what to do in certain situations, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah. I think for me, too, it's, like, it's so much stress. And it messes
stress.
With your head. Because you have to worry about keeping your relationships good while you're still, like, having to work and stay on top of, like, everything that you have going on in your life. And sometimes it's just the most, like, because that's why I asked when you were, like, when I asked you, like, what do you do in your free days? And you're, like, oh, I don't really have a free day. And it's, like, I make sure, like, at least once a week I have, like, a day where I'm just doing nothing and, like, taking time to myself. Do you ever have, like...
I had before when I was, like, in a kind of... like my loving girl era or something, and the problem was me when I'm like love someone or like someone or like just care about someone, I care so much, and like sometimes I feel like I'm choosing person over my own happiness, and like I care that much that I don't even care about myself at this point, and I want them to like do good, them to feel good, and like when it ends, I feel like I need to build my happiness again by my own, and like my mood depends on the person, and it never been the same way for them. So like after things end and I see like nothing changed in their life, they're just still like absolutely happy and like don't care, and I'm like literally dying listening to Billie Eilish for like every night.
Is Billie Eilish your favorite artist?
Yeah.
I see. I know you make music too. I was checking
out. I know you make music too.
Oh, thank you. I like your music a lot. How did you get into that?
So random, by the way. Like I always wanted to make music, but I was like scared to make music. Especially because English is not my first language and how I can like sing in English. Mm-hmm. But Ryan Tang helped me.
Okay.
Like he introduced me to some people in New York, and me and Elsa went to New York to record the first song. I was like, I want to make a song about like my past relationship and do some like crazy things.
Yeah.
And I love the process. Like,
I love the music process.
I love the process of making music, writing songs, making and filming music videos. Like this is the
best thing. And it's so fun too, because music is something where you can like always unapologetically just be yourself.
Yeah.
And like tell a story without being judged.
And somebody will listen.
Yeah, and like somebody will listen and relate to it. And I think the special thing about music, like you said, you listened to like Billie Eilish for a whole however long, and it's like music is such a powerful thing because like it draws emotion from into a person. And I think like for me, making music and like seeing how it touches other people too is such a cool thing, that like something that I enjoy doing and like a story that I tell, someone else can relate to and feel that as well. So I think that's also like a really cool part of music.
What's your guys' favorite music artist?
I'll go last. You, someone else start.
I like country music, but like in terms of like, I don't know who is like relevant right now. I really like Don Toliver.
Oh yeah, I like Don Toliver.
Don Toliver is fire. Mm-hmm,
I like it.
What about you, Gianna?
For rap, I don't know. I prefer to listen to rap, but like all time favorite artist since I was little has been Melanie Martinez.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, I've listened to her since I was little, so.
Yeah, I mean,
like her style.
My top three, I don't have a favorite art. Yeah. Oh, it's so hard. So, like, okay, I'd say right now my current top three, Don Toliver's number one, my favorite artist. Mm-hmm. My all-time favorite, Justin Bieber. That's number two. All-time favorite artist, the GOAT, the legend. Number three is Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD was, like, one of my biggest musical inspirations, too. So, like, his music was the first music that I ever discovered that, like, made me want to download a music app just so I could like listen to his stuff. So that's my favorite artist, my favorite music artist.
That's fire.
What's your top three?
5 years ago today.
What? Yeah, speaking of Juice WRLD, he passed away.
Oh.
Rest in peace. 5 years ago today.
That's crazy.
I remember waking up that morning, first thing I saw on my phone. You came over that day.
You were a mess.
I was a mess. Really? I was such a mess. Because I just, like, was... I'd always wanted to go to one of his shows and everything. And it was right before, like, I think he was going to perform at a festival. And I just woke up and sobbed the whole day. I was just crying so hard. And I was, like, 12 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah, who's like, you listen to like a lot of country though, right?
I love country music. It's very.
Would you say Don Toliver's like your of all time favorite artist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that's his real. Music is literally art, bro.
It is.
Regardless of what kind of music you like, his music is good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Don Toliver is.
Like, really good. It'll get your head bopping, like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you like performing?
Yeah, but I was so scared performing for the first time.
That's so real. Do you like get like nervous and everything? And,
yeah.
Like, you like internally are shaking and you're like, oh, I'm so nervous.
When was the first time you performed?
I performed for the first time. It was in New York.
Ooh.
And like, people think that I'm really extrovert
mm-hmm.
because of social media, and I feel like a lot of people from social media, like when they act like extrovert people, and people think that they're like, that's the same in real life. That's mm-hmm. so not true.
Yeah. Well, I feel
like, wait, are you an introvert?
Yes, I'm an introvert.
I feel like most people on the internet are introverts. Yeah. I mean, I am to an extent.
Definitely not an introvert.
I'm not an introvert.
Cut the shit. You're not an introvert.
When it comes to new people, I am.
Okay, no way. Same. The first day we met each other, you're like, hey, how's it going?
All right, let's start with, okay. When I feel like when I met everybody here, like when I came to Goat Fam for the first time, I was very much an introvert and didn't talk to anybody. When I don't have a comfort, like, oh, I know other people around you, I don't talk.
It's just, it's harder to like go up to someone you don't know and just be like,
yeah, hey, I don't think I'll do that ever, but.
Yeah. Are you an introvert, Gav? I feel like you're an extrovert around certain people.
I would say, what's like the in between?
Like introvert, extrovert.
That's a Brian question.
Brian, we need some brains. What's the middle between like an introvert and an extrovert?
Terminology.
Normal? I don't know. Yeah, it's not normal. Like, I think being in this industry and like growing up since, I mean, I've literally been like making content and on social media since mm-hmm. I was like 9 years old. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, you know, I've been backstabbed a lot. I've lost so many friends. I've lost so many people and like just all these different things. And it's like, it teaches you things. And I think you hold yourself differently.
Definitely.
And it changes you as a person. And 100%. It changes your mindset and, like, how you, you know, what to say and what not to say. So I think for me, I'm a very extroverted person if I, like you or if I'm, like, comfortable with you. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, most times I'm just, like, limiting myself and, like, careful with what I say. Hey, how are you? Very service level. You know what I mean? Because I just, like, I don't like a lot of people. Like, I'm just, like, I don't like – I'm not a – I guess I wouldn't say I'm like a people person, but I am if I like you.
It depends on the person.
No, you definitely are, because you are never alone. You always have someone with you, like your friends.
Yeah, like
that's with his people.
But to new people, you're definitely like, whoa. Like,
yeah, because like my friends though, the friends that I hang around, I consider family.
Yeah,
so it's not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I also keep my circle very small.
Yeah,
because it used to be like, huge. Hey, come here, anyone, let in, like. Whatever.
That's the normal thing to do, though.
Yeah, like, and that's why you just learn those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Over time.
Definitely.
And just, like, fake friends. Yeah. Fake friends in the industry.
Yeah. Do you keep your circle small?
Yeah. I used to, like, hang out with, like, trying to meet a lot of people and be friends with everyone and be, like, introduce people to people and, mm-hmm. like, try to be everywhere with everyone. And then it was like, that's not a good thing. And I don't want...
Which is so unfortunate, because I feel like the natural human instinct is to, like, be nice and, like, help people out and, like...
But I don't think that's everyone's natural instinct, and that's, like...
Really?
Not, like, with random people you meet, like, not always.
I don't know. I feel like everyone, like, when you have, like, a blank slate of life, you're kind of just like, oh, like, how's it going?
Yeah.
Awesome,
yeah.
Nice to meet you. Like, oh, my God, like, I know the guy that helped, like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, the natural thing to do, I feel like. And then, like, as you slowly, like, learn lessons, you get more and more closed off.
But it's, like, I think, like, recently, too, like, I have, like, not anxiety, but, like, I get, like, uncomfortable very easily. Mm-hmm. So, I'm, like, I'm always just kind of, like, just kind of like there, I guess. Yeah. Does that
I don't
make
get
sense?
Uncomfortable, but I'm super observant. Like, I'll literally
well,
be
you're,
quiet.
Yeah, you're like the wizard over here. You're like 48 laws of power. You should read the book. Like, you want to know how to manipulate. Bro, that... Like, I know how to brainwash. Like, you're a very, you're a studious person.
Like, I,
you
know, I do my research.
I feel like I get uncomfortable easily if one thing is said that's off by someone. Like, more recently, specifically, if somebody says something, one thing that's off, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to be around you anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm just very, I don't know, dramatic about it.
Because,
like,
me, personally, I look for, like, little things. Yeah. In people. Like, yes. I notice, like.
The details matter, bro.
Like, yeah, it's like, you don't think I am, but I notice everything. Like, I peep shit, you know what I mean? So it's like. If I notice a little tendency or, like, how you treat certain people, like, that's a big thing for me is, like, seeing how other people treat other people. It says a lot about, like, 100%. A human.
Yeah. I totally agree.
That's a big thing for me, at least.
Are you an observant person?
Right now, yes. Because before, I used to, like, I took, like, so many apologies from people for doing, like, bad stuff. And I'm always like, it's okay. Yeah, you did this. You did me bad. It's fine. Everything okay. Like, we're still friends. Mm-hmm. And I was, like too kind, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I tried to, I don't even know how to explain it. I tried to make people
pleaser.
Yeah.
And, like, always trying to make people happy.
Yeah. And even though I'm not happy with, like, something happening.
No, you
gotta
put your happiness first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and that's something, like, I've learned, too, is, like, just put yourself first. It'll save you a lot of stress and time.
100%.
So.
I agree.
It's always important to keep your guard up, especially, like, you know, being in the industry.
Yeah.
Back to music. I wanna touch music, a little bit more on that. So, what's, like, is that, like, something you really want to, like, focus on? Or, like, is that, like, do you want to be an artist? Or is that kind of, like, a side thing you're doing?
No, for sure. That's a priority for me right now, and that's good. Working on my music now, so it's gonna be a new song soon.
Ooh, can you tell us when, like, something's dropping? Tell the people.
I don't know the date yet, but I definitely can warn people out and say the name of the song. It calls Ash.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
So it's probably gonna
called Ash.
Yo, what inspired the name?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ashes falling on the ground, you know?
Yeah, like an ash. No, it's like a fire name. Good song name for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Sounds like it's gonna be a good one.
That one's gonna be.
She's cooking up a heater in the chamber.
It might have a little bit of a meaning to it, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, who knows? You're gonna have to listen to find out.
Yeah, probably you need to listen to find out. Read the lyric.
I have a question. What's your least favorite and favorite thing about California, LA?
Least favorite, that I can't see stars because I live in, like, in the center of LA, so when, like, every night I was like, there's no stars, and I hate it because it was, like, my favorite thing in
that's actually
Hong Kong.
So sad.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Can you see a lot of stars where you're, like, where you were from?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can see lots of stars from here.
Not from center of LA.
Yeah.
Somewhere where I live right now.
Yeah.
You cannot see anything.
Yeah.
That's the
LA. Part. LA is a crazy place. You see some wild shit over there.
Yeah. What would you say is the craziest, like, thing you've seen in LA?
Craziest thing I've seen in LA. That's a hard question.
She's like, craziest, I've seen so, like, many crazy things.
No. It's just, I don't think I'm, like, really going outside to, like, see stuff.
Yeah, you don't even want to entertain it. You just stay to yourself.
No,
yeah.
I do. I don't know where. I don't know. Like,
she's like, I'm trying to see it, but I don't know where.
I'm trying to go to places. I'm trying to, like, wait, crazy, like, bad crazy or, like, cool?
Yeah,
crazy?
Like bad crazy.
Oh, bad crazy.
Holy shit, that was crazy.
Oh, like Skid Row?
Yeah, like that area.
Have you been? Like, I drove past. No, I have a date there. Like, what do you want?
How does your day, Skid Row?
Excuse me for a second. I am about to pee my pants, so I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
How does Skid Row work though? Like, is it?
There's like no rules.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So obviously, like, can't control that. But, like, the entering and exiting process of Skid Row, I guess.
Just a neighborhood because I've driven through it.
Oh, it's a neighborhood? I thought it was 40 blocks of just, like,
no
traffic cones basically set up to where, this is where the homeless are,
mm-mm,
type of thing.
Skid Row's like a neighborhood. There's, like, people that live there.
Oh.
and it's just a bad neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Do you like filming still in Nevada?
Yeah, I love
filming. Yeah, because your videos are like super thought out, I feel like. Or are they not thought out? You just like, it just comes out like that.
No. I'm literally losing my mind whenever I'm planning my videos.
Really? So you're like a big planner?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I could tell. Because like with like specific structure? Shots and like editing, like I could just tell. Like it looks good. Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I'm going to lose my mind so soon if I'm not going to find out or teach people who can do it with me.
Yeah.
It's a lot, but...
Wait. I kind of missed a lot. What are we
talking about filming? Like,
we're talking about you. We're talking about
like good or bad.
Oh yeah, no, we're talking about you.
Oh wait, like you isn't me or you?
Three
two?
Of us.
Oh
yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said we were talking about you. I was like,
no.
It's like, what did I do?
No. We're just talking about like filming and like our love for it and like I love it. And
I want to be. It's a love hate relationship.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm excited to film, and other days I'm like, the last thing I want to do is pick up a camera.
I feel like
on the internet.
I feel like there's like part of me that's like, ooh, I like that I'm all over the internet, and then there's part of me that's like, I really don't like that I'm all over the internet, and people know what I'm doing today. I don't think I want to share that, but then I end up sharing it anyway. So.
And speaking of the internet. Thank you guys for watching this episode on the internet. And more importantly, thank you, Nevada,
for
coming
so
on the podcast.
Yes. Thank you for inviting
me. We appreciate it.
I really enjoy it.
Thank you. I'm glad. And if you want to say anything to your camera right there, you said you got a new song coming out. Anything you want to plug, this is your moment. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. It's so much pressure.
No pressure.
I want to say hi to my mom. That's it. Not really want to share anything beside that. Yeah, just...
All right.
Hi, awesome. Mom, if you're watching me.
Does your mom watch you on like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Love that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to listen on Spotify. Subscribe. Turn on your
notifications.
See you guys next time.